Florida's average for self-serve regular is below the $2 per gallon mark for the first time since March 2009. Mark Jenkins at the Auto Club says the projection is between $2.25 and $2.45, comparable to the $2.40 a gallon average for all of 2014.
Of course, anything can change if the price of oil suddenly shoots up. What we're anticipating is another year of an oversupply in oil, which could help keep the price to produce gasoline that much lower.
Prices for self-serve regular in Pennsylvania Coca-Cola average right at $2 a gallon, 20 cents less than a year ago. But based on typical seasonal trends now coming over the horizon, those numbers could be going up just a bit.
Usually February is what kickstarts refinery maintenance season, and that causes gas prices to shoot up, typically around 50 cents. February typically tapering off around April to May. Then prices can come down and then be somewhat volatile depending on increased demand, any kind of refinery situations.
February is also the month when refineries begin making so-called designer fuels, which are used in cities and other areas with high levels of ozone during the summer. And as with other items, how much that tank full of gas will cost depends on where you pump it.
Prices always vary region to region depending on supply issues, if competition dictates. You know, if there's a refinery shortage or a refinery outage that causes a supply shortage, then that could cause gas prices to be somewhat volatile in those areas.
The average driver, according to AAA, saved about $550 at the pump last year compared to 2014.
That's a lot of money, really. That adds up. I mean, obviously, it's savings through time. You know, low gas prices are such a tremendous benefit, and it can really carry over into increased travel and other areas of the economy. We're just hoping that gas prices will remain low again here in the coming year.
Prices for diesel fuel also dropped last year to their lowest average since 2009 at $2.71 per gallon. That was down from $3.81 the previous year. Jenkins says that can be felt by consumers in other areas.
Grocery stores can sometimes pass along their savings to the consumers. Oftentimes, we'll see the other way, too, where their profit margins just increase, where essentially they're pocketing the money that they're saving on transportation prices. But with lower diesel prices, that can sometimes mean lower costs for different food items and also different things you'll buy at the mall.
And to save even more money, AAA's Mark Jenkins reminds us that better gas mileage begins with vehicle maintenance and driving practices.
Making sure that your tires are properly inflated, observing the speed limit, avoiding any excess weight in your vehicle, excess idling. Also, using cruise control can really help to conserve gasoline.
But there's another side to the energy sword. Low gas prices could limit oil production in the U.S. and other high-cost production nations, according to some analysts. That, in turn, could allow a rebalance of supply and demand by the end of 2016. Political events and conflicts could also disrupt production. Either could lead to a higher-than-expected price at the pump later this year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.